then you got a little small one, they call it guinea wasp. He's very vicious and stinking quick. But we used to knock them down and take the nest and take the young and make fish bait out of them.
What's the nest look like?
Oh, it's just a big, about like a beehive, inside of a beehive. And then the young would be behind them. And you could knock a nest down and pull a little young out and be good brim bait. Catch more than kind of panfish on it.
There's a little thing that flies around at night and bites you.
Mosquitoes.
And there's also, do you have these small insects around here that would bury into your skin, race welts?
That'd be red bugs.
Where are they usually found?
You usually pick them up in the woods when you go out. They usually get on you. About the best way to get rid of them is take some fried meat grease and rub over them. The grease cuts the hair off of them, and the salt from the meat kills them too. That'll kill them better than any commercial things.
They have insects around here somewhere, like around like hop along the grass or something.
Oh, grasshopper.
Yeah. Is it dinner time? Oh boy.
Yeah, I had a grasshopper getting in the car today. It's got hard to figure out what it was.
We'll get back to this.
Okay. Well, you don't need that.
Yeah, I don't need that.
Do you need it on this?
Oh, no, I don't need it, but you can tell
me that. Well, he came down to speak to the lion to him one time. I guess 4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah.
He was doing kind of a chalk talk on it, and he made both of them up.
This is who?
Baldy Constitution.
Uh-huh.
And so, after the program was over, he'd just tear them off the board, throw them on the floor. He had a whole big pile of them.
Yeah,
George Wallace and his mathematics over there. She happened to pick up George Wallace, and I picked up Lester, and he was sitting there. Probably spoke to him.
Y'all
did, of course.
It's unusual. I guess you won't find anything ever like that.
And they never had a frame. That made them valuable then. So he made a bunch of them that night, and just kind of had a little speech going along with it. And when George got his nomination, he sat down and cried or something and threw a fit. And that's where he got shot. And that's Lester riding bicycle backwards.
What was the story with that?
Lester?
Yeah.
Well, he could ride bicycle backwards.
Mm-hmm.
He'd do it all along. Yeah, like he'd go somewhere to speak or... He'd come here to the potato festival one time. He'd ride bicycle backwards in the parade. You've seen boys and girls probably do it.
Try.
But he was an expert at it. He rode the whole freight back into the thing. Just riding right along.
Why don't you tell me, this is off the subject of the insects and things and what we're talking about, but while it's fresh, why don't you just tell me what we had for dinner tonight? Tell me what we had for dinner tonight.
Oh, the barbecue. Mm-hmm. Barbecue and brother stew.
How's that made?
Well, barbecue is cooking pork over our usually a wire rack with coal, about like charcoal, and it takes anywhere from 8 to 12 hours to cook it. Cook very slow and turn the light. And then when they get it cooked, they bone the meat out and take the fat out of it. Then they make a sauce usually out of tomatoes and butter. And black pepper, and maybe a little red pepper, and a few more other spices. And the squab, well, the squab on the meat is the cooking vinegar too. The barbecue sauce is vinegar and butter, either ketchup or tomato sauce, and maybe a little mustard, a little Worcestershire. Everybody got their own secret barbecue sauce. Whatever size kicks in it, a little hot sauce. That right now, you know.